Chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered to David at Hebron and said, Behold, we are your bone and your flesh. In times past, even when Saul was king, you were the one who led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord your God said to you, You shall shepherd my people Israel, and you shall be prince over my people Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord through Samuel. Then David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, that is, Jebus. And the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, were there. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, You shall not enter here. Nevertheless, David captured the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. Now David had said, Whoever strikes down a Jebusite first shall be chief and commander. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first, so he became chief. Then David dwelt in the stronghold. Therefore it was called the city of David. And he built the city all around, from the Milo even to the surrounding area, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. Now these are the heads of the mighty men whom David had, who gave him strong support in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And these constitute the list of the mighty men whom David had. Jashobeam, the son of Ahikamite, the chief of 30, he lifted up his spear against 300, whom he killed at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighty men. He was with David at Pasdammim, when the Philistines were gathered together there to battle, and there was a plot of ground full of barley, and the people fled before the Philistines. And they took their stand in the midst of the plot, and defended it, and struck down the Philistines, and the Lord saved them by a great victory. Now three of the 30 chief men went down to the rock, to David, into the cave of Adullam, while the army of the Philistines was camping in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the stronghold, while the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David had a craving and said, Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. So the three broke through the camp of the Philistines, and drew water from the well of Bethlehem, which was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. And he said, Be it far from me before my God, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who went at the risk of their lives? For at the risk of their lives they brought it. Therefore he would not drink it. These things the three mighty men did. As for Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of the 30, and he swung his spear against 300 and killed them. And he had a name as well as the 30. Of the three in the second rank, he was the most honored and became their commander. However, he did not attain to the first three. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, mighty indeed, struck down the two sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion inside a pit on a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits tall. Now in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam, but he went down to him with a club, and snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did, and had a name as well as the three mighty men. Behold, he was honored among the 30, but he did not attain to the three. And David appointed him over his guard. Now the mighty men of the armies were Asahel the brother of Joab, Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth the Harorite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikish the Tekoite, Abiezer the Anathothite, Sibekai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahohite, Maharai the Netophathite, Helid the son of Baanah the Netophathite, Ithai the son of Ribai of Gibeah of the sons of Benjamin, Benaiah the Parathonite, Huri of the brooks of Gaash, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Baharamite, Eliabah the Shalbonite, the sons of Hashem the Gizonite, Jonathan the son of Shagi the Harorite, Ahiam the son of Sakar the Harorite, Eliphel the son of Hefer the Makarathite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Neari the son of Esbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibhar the son of Hegri, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Berothite, the armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Ali, Adonah the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Maacah, and Joshaphat the Methnite, Uzziah the Ashtarothite, Shema and Jael the sons of Hotham the Arorite, Jediael the son of Shemri, and Joah his brother the Tizzite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Jerubai, and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnaim, and Ithma the Moabite, Eliel and Obed, and Jasiel the Mezobahite.